Track 14, The Youth Hostel. I wanted us to go back in amongst the trees a little before we say our goodbyes, because we're nearly done now, as we keep on this path, past the car parks, and follow it down on the right towards the cemetery. Come on. The last time I was walking along here, I met a group of lads who'd been travelling around Europe and were staying at the youth hostel. They'd wanted to end their trip here, they told me, to go somewhere magical in their own country before they all went home to get a job and start their adult lives. Why here? I asked. And of course it was because of Robin Hood and where he lived and wanting to be near the big tree. They told me that everyone they met in Spain and France and Hungary and Italy and all the other places they'd been to on their travels had heard of Robin Hood and what he stood for. Those were the words they used, what he stood for. I wonder what kind of people they'll grow into, being so enamoured of this legend and myth. Whether them coming here, amongst all the other places they could go to, says something about their moral compass. Or whether they were just given a green hat and a wooden bow at an impressionable age. Maybe one or two of them will move here and make their mark by setting up organisations that help local people, like Christopher Thompson. Maybe they'll make a fortune, like Mrs. Shepherd with her jugs of tea. Maybe one day they'll find themselves in a foreign land like Vera. Maybe they'll make ice cream as good as the Pizzutis, write poems as fine as those of Cecil Day Lewis, collate knowledge like Cobb and Brewer, open a cinema, take over the fair, or find some new source of energy hidden away in the forest that will turn the village upside down. And I wanted to tell them, there was a moment when we felt as though we were going to turn that story, the idea at the heart of the Robin Hood myth, the thing that keeps it alive, into something real. That there was a moment when it felt like we really were turning things around, so that what was bad became better. When we knew what it really meant to look after each other, to understand that we're stronger when we're together, that we're all part of a community, but that we hadn't been able to hang on, that we were usurped, that new ways swept in. Oh, I know that I'm being nostalgic, that there's always the possibility for community and change for the better, that there are always, always people trying to make things happen. But sometimes I feel that, like Rosalind and Celia and Orlando and Touchstone, we were left to take refuge here in the forest. To liberty and not to banishment. That's what I have to remember, though. That's what coming to the forest meant for those characters. And that's always what it's meant to me. Hopefully you've kept on the path and haven't veered off to the left. It leads you to a small car park. You'll see the cemetery on the left, and you may want to wander around there for a moment or two. To the right of the car park, you'll see a small path which will lead you back to pretty much where we began. You'll see what I mean. And then take a right and head back to the wooden pole, the charter pole, where we'll talk for the final time.